This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, since the beginning of recorded history, there have been end-of-the-world predictions. In recent years, we've had the radio preachers, the politicians, and scientists declare with certainty that the world would soon end, either because of our decadent lifestyle or because of global warming, now known as climate change. Responses to these chicken little declarations have ranged from people hiding in caves to the most recent announcement by Costco that it has a doomsday meal kit for sale. $6,000 if you want it. The online listing says the kit contains 36,000 servings of food that will feed a family of four for 1 year. 36,000 servings. Is that breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Mark Morano's new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, is just in time to refute the argument that climate change will destroy all life on Earth. Mr. Morano has a sense of dark humor that he features as an endorsement of the book. And he has a comment by the liberal Daily Cause, which calls Morano evil personified. And the book is a point-by-point takedown of the predictions of disaster made by the climate change movement, none of which have materialized. But when one is part of a cult, well, the facts don't matter. In the book's foreword, the late John Coleman, who was a meteorologist, TV weatherman, and co-founder of the Weather Channel, writes, "We meteorologists are well aware of how limited our ability is to predict the weather. Our predictions become dramatically less reliable as they extend into the future. When we try to predict just a few weeks into the future, our predictions become increasingly inaccurate. Yet the climate change establishment that now dominates the UN bureaucracy and our own government science establishment claim that they can predict the temperature of the Earth decades into the future." But then he gets to the heart of the issue. Their global warming scare is not driven by science. It is now being driven by politics. So today, anybody who defies the prevailing climate change scare puts his career and his reputation into extreme danger. Among the facts revealed in Morano's book are these. The world spends $1 billion a day to prevent global warming. A UN scientist says that the 97% consensus on global warming was pulled from thin air, presumably hot air from many politicians. Scientific organizations claim climate change consensus, but they've not polled their members. Climate policies are not helping, but crushing the world's poor. The Paris Climate Accord theoretically postpones global warming by just 4 years, but will cost $100 trillion if fully implemented. Climate change has been blamed for prostitution, barroom brawls, airplane turbulence, and war. One climate change activist is quoted as saying, "We should protect our kids by not having them." Recent hottest year claims are based on statistically meaningless year-to-year differences. Antarctica is actually gaining, not losing, ice. Carbon dioxide levels today are 10 times lower than in some past ice ages. Morano argues that the debate over climate change has not settled as many claim. Science has never settled, and apparently neither is the politics of climate change, which is being advanced by people who want more control over every aspect of our lives. Real scientists who specialize in climate and related fields are quoted in the book. These are voices that we rarely, if ever, see mentioned in the mainstream media because the media are part of that collusion as well. If you read that book, you will become an informed climate change denier. Armed with arguments and facts to counter the propaganda being pushed by the climate change fanatics, and it will also save you $6,000 the next time you visit Costco. I think the far more likely scenario that we're going to see here that we're going to have to be worried about is having to fight Democrats over them trying to take guns. I'm not worried about climate change. Climate always changes. Climate shifts. Climate is not static. You know, there's so many temperate zones, there's so many cold zones, there's so many, hotter areas. And that shifts around, and it has always shifted around since times began. But anyway, now, I got this the other day, and I looked into it, and I'm still looking into it. But there's this young lady in Virginia who claims she was fired from her Virginia job for possessing a concealed carry permit. But the city is saying otherwise on this one. Her name is Storm Durham. She identified herself as a 22-year-old sexual assault survivor in a now-deleted Facebook post. Started Friday, she was fired from Roanoke City Social Services for having a concealed carry permit. Three officers were escorted Durham from the premises because she was deemed a safety threat to the building. You know, when you get fired from a job, you normally are escorted off the premises by somebody. Not necessarily cops. But a former employee of the city of Roanoke posted via social media assertions regarding the basis of her dismissal from city employment. City does not publicly comment on specific personnel matters. But in light of those assertions, it's important to note that the city of Roanoke respects the constitutional rights of its citizens, and the dismissal in question was not based upon anyone's exercise of such rights. City of Roanoke has no policy or procedure that limits the right of employees to hold concealed carry permits as authorized by the laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia. According to a city official that talked to the Daily Caller News Foundation, Durham was fired from her job for performance problems, unprofessional behavior, missed work, dress code violations, and workplace safety concerns. What kind of safety was she violating? Anyway, they pointed to her. But according to the notice of dismissal that WSLS obtained, that's what happened. Her employers pointed to her possession of concealed carry permit when she asked about the workplace safety concern. She explained to WSLS Wednesday. Her supervisor previously broached the issue with her during a meeting in February, which was documented in the dismissal notice. Durham said in videos that have now been deleted from Facebook. The other reasons for her dismissal are unsubstantiated, Durham argued. The city of Roanoke would not provide clarification of workplace safety concerns. Concerning the part of the narrative that police escorted her from the building, Snopes obtained the relevant police indicating Durham's employers wanted the police there because they didn't know how she was going to react to the situation. So, Storm Durham has a very large fan base, while she also received significant criticism for her story. And she posted up on Twitter yesterday, continue to speak negative, insult my looks and voice, and not support my story. That is totally fine. You have an opinion as well as, and I support that. I will continue to remain positive, and it will lead me to becoming a better person. She's reportedly represented by the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I have personally reached out to her on Facebook. She accepted my friend request. I invited her to come on the show, and I didn't get told yes or no. And I have asked more than once, I think. I'm going to ask again. That part, though, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know how that's going to work. But what I do know is that I think there's more here than meets the eye. If you're in the right, or I don't know, you know, social media. I've been having a big row over social media myself. So social media is a part of a problem that didn't exist with me 20 or 30 years ago. So I'm still having trouble coming to grips with that. Coming up on the first break, we are going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, students across the country walked out of their schools Wednesday in solidarity with Parkland, Florida students who were calling for more gun control after their school was attacked by a gunman last month. One of the most prominent marches occurred in Washington, D.C., where hundreds of students marched from the White House to the U.S. Capitol. A CNN reporter asked students gathering in front of the Capitol what they were marching for. They were asked, what do you want to see done here in the halls of Congress to stop violence like this from happening in the future? The student said she was understanding of people who want to own a handgun to protect themselves, but the average person should be able to get should not be able to get a weapon of war. Also, I understand if you want to protect yourself, you could get a handgun, but if I wanted to see a change, it would be that assault rifles and automatic weapons be taken away from the average person, she continued. She finished her comments by saying, at this point in time, it was way too easy to access one and cause mass destruction. In response, the CNN reporter said simply thank you without asking how the confiscation of legally purchased firearms would occur or noting that fully automatic weapons have been entirely outlawed for any civilian since 1986. Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. I saw some people that I'm related to that were applauding the fact that their former alma maters did walkouts for gun control. And I'm looking at this and I'm just thinking, you are delusional. And some of these people are blood relatives. So I'm just thinking. Anyway. Then there's David Hogg. Now, listen, these kids who I normally would sit back and say, well, they're kids. They have taken on the role of activist, political activist. You know, David Hogg, he's really milking this. We've clearly reached peak foolishness in the U.S. when adults at certain media outlets feed us a steady stream of lectures from children about how we need to surrender our constitutional right in the name of safety. And the most recent treatment or example is the fawning treatment of the anti-gun versus the pro-gun kids from the Parkland School massacre. The kid who's hogging up most of the media attention, thanks to his anti-gun views, is David Hogg. And his handlers appear to be keeping him well-stocked with an arsenal of tweet-ready rhetoric. In a recent tweet taunting Trump, he ventured into economics and said, hey, at real Donald Trump, how about instead of destroying our economy through tariffs on steel and aluminum, you place a tax on firearm sales that is used to harden schools, create new manufacturing jobs, and save lives? And then he doubled down. What if we taxed guns, made a gun registration process for them, and had licensing for owners just like cars? We could use that money to help harden soft targets like schools and many other places with bulletproof windows and doors. Hashtag gun tax for hashtag gun sense now. Reasonable and better minds than mine can debate the merits of placing tariffs on certain goods entering the U.S. And Trump's going to use these tariffs as a negotiating tool, not as a tax. But when you suggest a tax on the sale of firearms, which this is basically a sin tax, Hogg fails to realize that his idea, assuming that it was his idea to begin with, which I don't, this is straight out of the old books, you know, would have a very different effect from what he might expect on his original crusade to reduce the number of guns in the U.S. Now, if David Hogg's hashtag gun tax, let's call it the Hogg tax, were enacted, money from the sale of guns would eventually flow into the government coffers and then be used to harden schools, create new manufacturing jobs, and save lives. Keep in mind that this new tax would punish the poor and their ability to protect themselves and their families disproportionately, which is what all gun control does. To make that happen, new government employees would need to be hired, new office space taken up, and recipients of this newly created tax identified and ultimately subsidized. Once in place, the newly created bureaucracy would be filled with busy government employees, all creating programs, surely wrong-headed and inefficient, with the tax dollars collected from the sale of these evil firearms. But human nature will have something to say about this, as explained by Purnell's Iron Law of Bureaucracy. I didn't even know that existed. Purnell's Iron Law of Bureaucracy states that in any bureaucratic organization, there will be two kinds of people. First, there will be those who are devoted to the goals of the organization. Examples are dedicated classroom teachers in an educational bureaucracy, many of the engineers and launch technicians and scientists at NASA, even some agricultural scientists and advisors in the former Soviet Union Collective Farming Administration. Then there will be those dedicated to the organization itself. And that will be the administrators in the education system, many professors of education, many teachers' union officials, much of the NASA headquarters staff. And the Iron Law states that in every case, the second group will gain and keep control of the organization. It will write the rules and control promotions within the organization. So keeping in mind that David's original mission was to have fewer guns on the streets, once the bureaucracy and government programs made possible only by the hog tax were in place and doing wonders for humanity, would either group as described by the Iron Law of bureaucracy now prefer the gun sales decrease? That's the trap. Would the politicians who control all this money, the government employees who have bills to pay like everybody else, and the recipients of this redistributed wealth really want gun sales to suddenly dry up or even slow down? Because, you know, their very livelihoods now would be tied directly to a steady flow of firearm sales. In fact, not only would this Iron Law second group fight to protect its existing bureaucracy, but it would actively attempt to grow it in the wake of any declining sales due to the high taxes, just as we saw bureaucrats advertise in Mexico to help grow the food stamp program during the Obama administration. But then again, why make our society poorer by instituting the silly hog tax, when David Hogg and his ilk in the mainstream media have done more to increase firearm sales than even the most seasoned bureaucrat could ever have dreamt of doing? That just cracks me up. Just cracks me up to think about it. But, you know, hey. Got to have that gun control. I'm going to feel bad for David Hogg when his time is up and they dispose of him like a Coronel paper plate. I don't know if that's exactly the way it will be, but I kind of think it might. But besides all that, just thinking about the bureaucracy that he wants, I don't think that is exactly going to go the way he envisions. And that's the problem. And that's the problem with all of this stuff is the rule, the unintended consequence that comes when you give the government more power. That sounds almost like the preamble to a horror movie, doesn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The era of mass public shootings began with Charles Whitman in 1966. He taught us all we need to know to prevent or minimize these kind of events, and we ignored his lessons. On August 1st, of that year, Whitman rode the elevator to the top of the clock tower at the University of Texas at Austin. He rode a hand truck along with him that carried a footlocker full of guns and ammo. And soon after ensued the first mass murder in a public place in America. Texas Monthly Magazine published an in-depth story for the 40th anniversary of this episode in American history. And it is entitled 96 Minutes, and you know why. It contains many quotes from individuals who were there or were immediately affected by those events. If, after you read that, Whitman's lessons are not that apparent, then you need to go back and read on, because those lessons are named and explained. Like, number one, there will be warnings. Whitman sought out psychiatric help. He mentioned that the tower would be a great place from which to shoot people. From the note he left behind, "I've been fighting my mental turmoil alone and seemingly to no avail. After my death, I wish that an autopsy would be performed on me to see if there's any visible physical disorder. Maybe research can prevent further tragedies of this type." Number two. There are reasons. This type of behavior does not occur at random. People see trouble coming, but they don't imagine the magnitude of the consequences. Was it his abusive childhood, his overwhelming anger, the amphetamines he consumed, observed one friend, like popcorn? We've all heard about these kinds of people, and there's plenty of tales of others like them. They go along, these amphetamine addicts, energetic and good-natured, then they pop, they explode. And to reinforce that anecdotal information, the reader is encouraged to research the term amphetamine psychosis. Now, Charles Whitman was a good son, a top Boy Scout, an excellent Marine, an honor student, a hard worker, a loving husband, a fine scoutmaster, a handsome man, a wonderful friend to all who knew him, and an expert sniper. He himself recognized the symptoms, but not the cause, and asked for help that never, ever arrived. And you can doubt that the danger was known at that time. A bit of research turned this up. A letter by P.H. Connell, published in the British Medical Journal on March 9, 1957. A common result of amphetamine intoxication is the development of a paranoid psychosis, indistinguishable from schizophrenia, during which the patient may be a serious social danger, he wrote. One of the most important things to realize is number three. Help will not be in time to save you. Now, in the absence of any visible police presence, students there decided to defend themselves. The police of the time were armed with revolvers and shotguns, and neither were going to work against an enemy sitting on top of a 300-foot tower shooting over a chest-high wall. The population, or the populace of UT and Austin in 1966 was an armed society, and these people felt every right to defend themselves, and they did so in numbers. Among civilians, students, and police were those who owned high-powered rifles, many with scopes for long-range targeting. Within 20 minutes, they began to return fire on Whitman, who was forced to give up his place shooting over the wall, and from then on shoot only through the drain holes at the base of the deck. In the 70-odd minutes after that, only one more fatality occurred. When the tower deck was stormed by a lone cop with a revolver backed up by a volunteer with a shotgun, Whitman was prone on the deck with his rifle's barrel through the drain hole. While he was furiously reversing the rifle out to shoot these intruders, he met the revolver bullets, all of them. The officer then grabbed the shotgun and emptied that head as well. Had Whitman been standing to shoot over the wall and undistracted by return fire, it might have been a very different story. The armed society worked in this particular case. Number four, do not dwell on the tragedy. That one is not immediately obvious. In the aftermath, don't glorify or name the shooter. Well, I have a little trouble with that one because then they're going to concentrate on the gun, right? But in any event, don't dwell on it. It might be best to shut up about it, perhaps for many years. The attention to the event makes it, in some twisted minds, an exaltation of the actions of the maniac. And that seems to promote similar action. It is known that the publication of suicide stories is a stimulus for more suicides. That once kept people from publishing such stories. The incident was not spoken of much. A similar event did not occur until 1984, until San Cedro, California. Another disturbed individual went on a rampage in a fast food restaurant. Among civilians, nobody shot back at all. The police did have a SWAT team, which arrived only after the majority of deaths had occurred. Whitman's third lesson had been ignored, and the shooter had managed to kill 21 and wound 19 others. The San Cedro perpetrator had called a mental health clinic and said he had a problem on the day before the event. He made an offhand comment about hunting humans on the morning of the incident. Whitman's first lesson was ignored as well. Was the 18-year gap a result of the reluctance to talk about Whitman? Maybe. Whitman's fourth lesson could be said to have postulated that day. Ensuing years seemed to have confirmed it in a negative and tragic way as the rhetoric about shooting incidents increased and the gaps between such incidents began to shorten. The current state of affairs now is basically paralysis. There have been more and more arms restrictions and regulation. The role of defenders has been taken away from the people and deposited with SWAT teams. Has that improved the situation? No. Perpetrators are being spotted in advance, but their actions and words are ignored by the very authorities charged with defending the public. Schools are institutionally disarmed and advertised as such. Crimes that would disqualify perpetrators from purchasing weapons under existing law are not being prosecuted. Some of these shooters seem to have been taking drugs with dangerous side effects. So how should we solve these problems? So let's take the first two together, the warning and the reason. The answer would have been to take Whitman's warning seriously and help him give up his speed habit. Medical science knew the reason, even if Whitman himself did not. Someone had described the problem to him. He might have cooperated with the solution because he did want to get better. Don't wait for help. They didn't. How many were saved by the return fire is uncertain, but unquestionably many were. The Armed Society, albeit all unknowingly, paved the way for the final assault on the Whitman Fortress. Your defense is going to be your responsibility. Blaming others is denial. So that you are prepared, unprepared is tragic, regrettable, forgivable, even understandable, but it isn't correctable once it happens. The stark reality of his third lesson is this. The best way to deal with a mass killer is to aim your own gun and shoot back. And even if you miss, you're saving lives. And the last thing, what shall we call this? Forbearance, discretion, responsibility. Don't talk so much. If mere chronology is any indicator, keeping quiet about Whitman's perhaps delayed for 18 years and he repeated the situation. And now not a year seems to pass without one while the media analyze and accuse for as long as ratings persist. Maybe now would be a time to consider shutting up about the subject. Of course, we don't have that. We've got students walking out right now. Yeah, so... All that is something to bear in mind as we go forward. Looking back at that time, I mean, as far as I know, that's the only time a mass murderer of this type has gone operational and been stopped by more than one. Fighting back is always going to be better. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, unless you follow this stuff really closely, and you probably hadn't heard this, and why would you have? Because it was breathlessly reported in some of the year-end roundups. The rule actually went into effect in September, and as a result, nothing happened. Nothing at all. This pattern of a freakout followed by silence is a boringly familiar one. The product in part of a widespread misunderstanding as to how common and innocuous open carry laws are. When in 2015, Texas repealed its prohibition on the open carry of handguns, critics cast the move as both an innovation and as a neat illustration of how crazy the Lone Star State had become. And naturally, neither accusation was correct. Texas was, in fact, the 45th American state to respect the right to bear arms, and far from blazing trails was joining leftist states like Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Maryland, and New Jersey. In so doing, it was not jumping on a bandwagon, but restoring an ancient and imperative right that predates the United States by centuries. And still, the critics carped on. To understand just how misplaced was the reaction, consider that Texas's open carry law was not only one of the last in the United States, but is also among the strictest. In Texas, as in 15 other states, citizens must apply for a permit before they can carry openly. In the remaining 30 states in which open carry is protected, including in decidedly non-Texas-like states such as Delaware, Vermont, and Oregon, no such requirement exists. Quick review of the law confirms that this area of policy doesn't break down easily along modern political lines. Among the five states that prohibit open carry completely, there are three that one would expect to see: California, Illinois, and New York. Surprisingly enough, so does Florida, and so does my state of South Carolina. Likewise, among the states that limit open carry to rural areas, we find Oregon, Nebraska, Missouri, but not Delaware, Connecticut, or Hawaii. Even in states with anti-gun legislative majorities, open carry has been mostly left alone. As Joyce Lee Malcolm observed, in the course of the 18th century, the right of the individual Englishman to be armed began to be regarded as protected, protecting not only the individual, but the Constitution itself. That's the tradition we have to thank. Long before Madison and company elected to entrench the right to bear arms in the Constitution, the English had scrabbled slowly toward making it the norm. In the 9th century, King Alfred simply assumed the citizenry would be armed. So did Henry II. whose 1181 Aziz required every freeman to keep arms and to be ready to bear them in the common defense. 1689, the Bill of Rights codified that the subjects which were are Protestants may have arms for their defense suitable to their conditions and as allowed by law. And once filtered through Blackstone during the following century, the idea became inextricable from the maintenance of the English order. By the time the founders wrote their charter, it had become an article of faith that, as Blackstone put it, Congress was not allowed to pass a law prohibiting any person from bearing arms. At the time he was writing, bear had a clear and unmistakable definition: to carry weapons in case of confrontation. So indisputable is this proposition that in order to reach its cynical opinion in the Peruta case, the in-bank majority had to assiduously ignore the question. There may or may not be a Second Amendment right for a member of the general public to carry a firearm openly in public, the Ninth Circuit wrote in 2016. The Supreme Court has not answered that question, and we do not answer it here. How convenient. Quite how the circuit squared this with Heller's confirmation that the Second Amendment served to guarantee the individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation is unclear now as it was 2 years ago. And the ploy, anyway, was it was an obvious one. Even the Ninth Circuit can't twist language that brazenly. But this, in turn, raises a question. If open carry was so widespread and so obviously protected by the U.S. Constitution, has it needed to be reintroduced or restored? The answer is twofold here. First, because the Second Amendment is the most poorly enforced provision within the Bill of Rights, and because the judiciary's reluctance to engage with infringements applies as much to the bear part as to keep. Second, because for some unpleasant historical reasons, the open carrying of firearms has been banished from a host of public squares. During the era of Reconstruction, almost every former Confederate state decided it did not want freed blacks to exercise their rights, and in consequence that it would strip them away from everybody. And that's probably why it's here in South Carolina. And as ever, the road toward justice was a winding one. Interestingly enough, one of those states was Texas, which in 1871 ceased to be a haven for legal gun owners and began to impose fines upon anyone who carried on or about his person's saddle or in his saddlebags any pistol. Now, originally, the measure was intended to prevent former Confederates from obtaining weapons. But once the Democratic Party took power or took back power, it came to be enforced exclusively against black Americans. Same period, and for the same reason, the Texas Supreme Court reversed itself completely on the matter. In 1859's Cockrum versus State, they affirmed that both the Second Amendment and the Texas Constitution protected an almost absolute right to bear arms. But in 1872, just 13 years later, they flatly denied that any such right existed in either document. In the intervening period, nothing had changed in either text. So, driven by panic and animus, they simply ignored the rules that bound them. What can explain the remaining states' unwillingness to undo this historical wrong? And what is behind the considerable opposition staged by gun control groups like the Brady Campaign and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence? Mostly it's fear, with a generous helping of ignorance. As with concealed carry, opponents of the right to open carry constantly predict that any liberalization, true use of the word, will lead to shootouts in the street and widespread intimidation of those who aren't armed, which never happens. And not only do they seem to regulate themselves extremely well within civil society, most gun owners, like other citizens, do not want to cause alarm while exercising their rights, but it's now beyond statistical doubt that open carry states are every bit as safe as non-open carry states, and perhaps even safer. And so, as it has been for two decades, crime continues to drop. And so, has it been the case for years, Americans who have concealed carry permits are more law-abiding than the rest of the citizenry. Slowly but surely, state after state restores their Second Amendment protections, and nothing bad happens. The nightmare scenario that they trot out is normally a phantom, and it doesn't even make sense on its face. As the FBI confirmed in a 2006 study, criminals never use holsters of any variety, which means that in practice, they do not open carry. And if criminals do not open carry, then the only people open carrying are not criminals. And you do the math. And What exactly are we supposed to be worried about here? During Maine's constitutional carry debate, advocates of reform like to point out that it was already illegal in the state to carry a handgun without a permit until you put on a coat. With open carry, the opposite issue obtains. In states without open carry protections, residents are licensed to carry firearms until they remove their jackets. That is absolutely stupid on its face. Carry is carry is carry. And your attire does not determine your intention. That's why we spend so much time distinguishing between the two methods. And it illustrates a naive belief in the talismanic quality of law. So regardless of where it sits on your body or in your saddlebag, a gun is only as dangerous or as useful as who's carrying it. We still got some work ahead. The 45 states boast some form of open carry is a good thing, but it's not as good a thing as having 50 states that follow the law to a fault, ensuring that the remaining five are added to the list is imperative. It's just on legal grounds. The Constitution does not contain exemptions for either historical anomaly or for modern recalcitrance, and must not be divided up by geography. Bear means to carry. So states that do not get to opt out of the legal order. Florida, South Carolina, Illinois, California, New York. They're all in America, and they must behave as such. And things are looking up. The last vestiges of the Jim Crow laws are being removed. Open carry is not a niche idea. It's in the preponderance of states. Things are looking up. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.